indie authors are essential because everybody has a story. Independent publishing allows those stories to be told.
It's inspiring. It's hopeful to know that so many people are responding to the indie books. It's, you know, where my passion lies.
I don't think either one of these women realize what they have created and what they have inspired outside of here. There's no word, at least that I can find, to describe what they have done, because they have not just built a bookstore. It's so much more than that.
Has a year really gone by since talented creative team Barb and Ellie Lieberman opened Southern California's first all-independent titles bookstore? Absolutely. As amazing as it seems, Pipe and Thimble Bookstore and Publishing is celebrating its one-year anniversary this Saturday morning, May 5th at 11 o'clock in Lomita, and you're invited. Now, if you've never been to Pipe and Thimble, as honorary partner Robin Nieto says, the word bookstore does not do it justice. Think instead creative space with a lot of unique crafts, community events, real butterflies within steps of the front door, a thriving garden with not only flowers but vegetables, and of course, books by independent authors of whom you may not have heard yet, but which are destined to become instant favorites. Barb and Ellie, along with Robin, who is an artist and author in her own right, offered a look at the past year with Pipe and Thimble. I would love to hear what exactly was the first week like after that grand opening. Can I start with you, Barb?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know if there's a word for it. It was like a dream. As somebody who's a reader and a writer and had been dealing with a lot of, you know, trying to get indie books into places, to walk in, you know, to open the store each morning, and at the end of the day, the act of closing the store, it was all new. It wasn't that, you know, do it without thinking yet. It was just surreal, I think is the best word. I still get goosebumps. I actually work a job during the day outside of the shop, and every single day that I get to leave there and come back here is just unbelievable to me every time I pull up and see that logo. But Friday, I get to be here all day. Saturday, I get to be here all day. And it's just amazing. It's not old. It's not boring. It's not drudgery. It's just magic every single day.
Funny how nice it is when a dream comes true. Robin, what's your perspective on that, the first couple of weeks after they opened?
Okay, well, she stole my word, but magical, which is a word that I had been using since before they even opened. You could just feel it. They opened the door, other people came in and would use the same word. So I knew that I was not alone in this place, truly magical. So that's, I still feel the same way every single day when I come in.
I'm going to tell a little story on You're the Butterfly Lady. Is there something kind of cool happening outside the store?
There's amazing things happening outside the store. There's monarch butterflies galore. We have some swallowtails that have showed up. We have them laying eggs now and have found the caterpillars that will soon be the monarchs. So, yeah, a lot of exciting stuff going on outside.
You sound a lot like an author who might like to promote a book that's very fun.
Oh, she'd be better at promoting for me.
Well, shucks, I'll say it. Tales from Mima's Garden. Ellie, what about your first couple of weeks here? What were those like for you?
It was incredible getting to work directly with the authors and to get to know the book so personally, especially to know that we're not only making our own dreams come true, but we're helping other people make their dreams come true. And you still feel it when that book sells and you know it's this author and it's the first time this book has sold in the store, or it's one like 36 Hours to Save the President by Alan Schrock that a lot of readers have picked up. You just get that feeling of, oh my gosh, we're helping these people get their stories and their voices out there. It's amazing.
If I can add the other thing that was really exciting, all of these authors, without hesitation, entrusted their books to us. And that meant so much to us that they just boxed them up and shipped them and handed them over. And that first time that Ellie paid out royalties, that first quarter was only 2 months long, May and June. And the the way they reacted to, wow, you really are going to pay us when our books sell. And they didn't have to come to us to find out if their book sold. And then the other piece of it is the little things that we do to help the authors be involved and to get them reviews and things like that has really, I think, built our relationship with our authors in a way that maybe they don't have with other bookstores.
Yeah.
It really is a sense of community, and you can see it on our social media posts with all the different shares and comments we get from all the different authors in the store.
Oh yeah, and from tweets, and it goes bling 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 because of all the retweets. It's amazing.
Crazy. Yeah,
Instagram crazy. Too.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing.
When you say all the little things we do to promote our authors, what if somebody didn't know Pipe and Thimble? What would those little things be?
The first thing is that anytime a book is mentioned, and Ellie does all of this on social media, if she posts about a book, whatever it is, whether it's by genre or by National Puppy Day, she tags every author page so they know that their book has been mentioned. And so right away, most of them share that information on Facebook, and they comment. She does the same thing on Instagram. She does the same thing on Twitter. The other thing we do is every time a book sells, we ask the customer if we can take a picture. And then once a week, we post, these are some of our sales, and we tag the author. So they get to see the sale. They get to see the person who bought the book like they were there. And it's a really big deal when you're doing an event and you have to pay for your booth and you have to work it and you're selling, you're interacting with customers, and that's great. We're kind of doing that for them. They don't have to physically be here wherever they are in the world.
To expand on that too, when we do those types of posts, we also are able to relay through social media the stories we get, whether it's they bought this for a baby shower or they were a teacher, or we had one recently where a person was buying zines from Distill Arts and sending it back to New York sociology professors.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we get to relay those stories to our authors as well, making them feel even more a part of it. And then, if you don't mind me continuing, some of the other stuff we do is to promote things like reviews. We have a thank you thing, whether it's a Be a Rock Star with Pop Rocks that the customer and reader gets, and it tells them how to leave a review on Amazon to start off by saying they bought the book here at Pipe and Thimble or in an indie bookstore, and that way it helps the authors as well through the reviews.
So we have to pay after the sale as well.
And anytime we do any type of events, we make sure to mention books that can correlate to those events. We try to do as much promotion as possible.
Let's do a couple of promotions really quick here. You have some pretty cool events coming up. They're going to tie in with your books. Let's say maybe the next 3-4 months. What kind of promotions?
Okay, so we have our 1-year anniversary in May, which allows us to promote all of the store and every aspect of it. We have in June 2nd, Sit In and Read, which is a 1960s decade party. And we can promote books like Joan Livingston's Peace, Love, and You Know What, and L.V. Sage's Red, White, and Blues. And we just have a lot of fun activities like that going on. And again, it all ties back into the books in some way.
We also started a book club. And so our first book club met this month, and it was Deep Living by Suzanne Myers Fitzsimmons. And this coming month, it will be Little Glass Men by Connor Walsh. And customers can buy the book here, they can buy the ebook, or they could go to the library. But it's allowing us to get some really good discussion going about the books, make a community around the books, and also, again, encourage people to leave a review at the end of the book club meeting.
I encourage anybody listening to read Little Glass Men. Yes. That just blew me away.
Yeah. It is a great book.
Especially when you realize how young Connor was when he wrote the book.
What was he, 21?
No, actually, I think he was 18 when he wrote the book.
I'm sure he was like 18.
Yeah.
Goodbye to the idea of millennials that can't contribute to the art scene.
We've got some really talented young authors in here, too.
Including yourself. You have got, what, 2 books and however many contributions to anthologies.
Yeah, and I have actually released a book last month as well.
Tell me about that, please.
In A Horde of Dragons, my short story, A Dragon's Treasure, I published it on its own, including some illustrations of my own.
Which I have read and absolutely love.
I do have some other children's books coming up, in particular The Butter Thief and a sequel to Benzel Acorn, Benzel Tomato.
And due out when?
whenever I can finish the illustrations.
It's not like you have anything else to do or anything.
Not at all.
As I gesture around the store. Robin, what's the experience like of being an author with them for Pipe and Thimble, since you have, I don't know how many, Mima's Garden books?
Well, there are two Mima's Garden books. There will be following Mimi's Garden.
And there's The Adventures of Duke and Daisy.
There's also The Adventures of Duke and Daisy in the store. Being an author in the store is amazing. Besides the fact that these women are incredible and incredibly talented, the feeling you get, as I said, the magic isn't just the store. It's the people in it.
I'd have to concur. All of you are no strangers to creative entrepreneurship, but working with a store, is there anything different than you might have thought it would be for being a creative entrepreneur that now you have a brick and mortar? Barb, I'll start with you.
Okay. One of the things that's been comical is the name. We do have a lot of people coming in looking for pipes. And we've had some, you know, some disappointment in that area. And it's interesting watching people because they don't read the sign, I guess. And so they walk in and they kind of are like, what is this? And we're right behind an antique shop and we have some very cool benches in here. And so we sometimes get people who wander from the antique shop in and go, well, how much is that? And it's like, no. But I think it's just been really interesting to watch the evolution of the customers. Watching somebody come in for the first time and maybe not know what to make of it, and then see them come back again with somebody else.
Yeah.
And so they've gotten Ellie's spiel, as we'll call it, and then they kind of leave, but they come back with somebody and they're saying the same things. Look at this, and this is this, and this is indie, and this is, you know, small press, and they've already got it, you know. Or the people coming in, oh, somebody told me I had to come in here. I think the other thing is, the main thing for us has been learning what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's been exciting because we've been able to make mistakes and to learn and grow and see what works and what doesn't. The things that have worked from day one are open mic poetry night on first Fridays, our board game nights on fourth Fridays. We have some other things that haven't worked. And so we've been able to, because it's just us, we can step back and go, okay, this isn't working. How do we change it up? What do we try? And so because we don't have a corporate office or we don't have a set way of doing things, we can be as flexible as authors and artists and entrepreneurs can be, you know. So that part was good. It took us a while to get there when we went, oh, wait, we don't have to keep doing this if it's not working. But definitely watching people come in and discover it and then watching them come back. Somebody came in who says they're not a reader. They bought one of the thickest books in the store.
Yeah.
And came back within the Pirate Captain. Came in, I think, within a week to get the second book and to buy the first book for a friend.
Yes.
You know, really exciting. Really exciting.
You taught someone to love to read who didn't like to read.
Our authors did. And I think that one of the things that's the most important thing is that indie authors are essential because everybody has a story. And independent publishing allows those stories to be told when they aren't told through traditional publishing. There's a place for both. But this allows stories that would not have gotten out there without self-publishing and small presses.
And good stories.
They're great stories, and obviously people are connecting with them because they're coming back to get more.
And I personally loved your Christmas anthology, so yes, those are great stories.
Yeah.
I'd love to continue that with you, Ellie. First year of doing this, how you're absolutely no stranger to creative entrepreneurship. You've probably been one all your life. What was different for you?
I think the biggest difference is the fact that we were here in this one stationary place. We're used to doing the events where we kind of have these crowds coming to us, and the biggest difference is we kind of have to draw the crowds to us now. So it's a lot of what Mom said about, you know, trying to figure out what works and doesn't work to get the community to respond. And I mean, it's very similar to what we do because we never made, you know, a usual item. There was always this level of education behind it, and for working directly with the indie community, there's still that level of education with readers who walk in to talk to them about what it means to be an indie and why they would choose to be indie and different things like that.
It's also inspired people
yeah.
who have written and didn't know where to start. in terms of self-publishing. So we've had roundtables that we have a whole YouTube channel with videos of stuff that we've done in the store, but we've had roundtables on If I Knew Then What I Know Now about self-publishing, where people who have self-published got together with people who haven't published yet, and we all talked about it. We've had workshops, we've had classes, we've had a NaNoWriMo write-in in November. So we're also trying to support people who have always written, have always had that dream, and how do I proceed from here? And we don't necessarily take people on to publish them, but we can help them find all that information, including on our website. We have a page of author resources with editors and illustrators and formatters and cover designers so that they can get started on their own and get that experience. And then we get to carry their books.
Let's give that web page. Let's give that YouTube channel.
The website is pipeandthimble.com. And the YouTube channel is
if you search Pipe and Thimble Bookstore, you should be able to find us.
I'd also like to add something. One of the things that has been very important to me is I have gone off to work at a day job so that that helps pay the bills. But I've watched someone very special to me blossom. Ellie has just been the entire heart and soul of Pipe and Thimble. And I don't think a lot of people understand what that means. Every single day to open on time, every single day to do all of the social media. If you see anything anywhere, Ellie has done it. Just creating an event requires posting on about 8 or 9, maybe 10 different websites, in addition to Facebook and Eventbrite, to get it all out there. And there's following up on every email, following up on every private message, following up on every box that comes through the door, getting everything priced into inventory, on the shelf, taking pictures, communicating those because people want to see their pictures on a shelf, interacting with the customers and handling every sale and everything that comes with that, handling all the paperwork that's required to pay authors at the end of the quarter. All of this is Ellie. So when you walk in the store, you see this young woman sitting at the counter, and a lot of people think that's what she does, that she's sitting there waiting for people to walk through the door. It is such a phenomenal amount of work. It is overwhelming at times, and Ellie is just incredible at running the business. For 23 years old, she absolutely gives lie to the millennial myth.
Tell me about being on the inside of that blossoming. What's that feel like for you?
Well, it's inspiring. It's hopeful to know that so many people are responding to the indie books. It's, you know, where my passion lies. To get to do what I want to do every day is just absolutely incredible. And to know that I'm part of helping other people's dreams come true, I mean, there's nothing better than that.
Can I say that I don't think either one of these women realize what they have created and what they have inspired outside of here? Not just the shop, because you have the shop, which is amazing. You have an amazing garden, almost fairy tale garden outside, with fairy gardens and different little places to learn things and little, there's no word, at least that I can find, to describe what they have done, because they have not just built a bookstore. It's not just that. It's so much more than that.
Is there a moment or one inspiring story you'd love to share, one favorite story that would best illustrate that inspiration, Robin?
You're asking somebody with absolutely no...
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. It's because there's too many. It's every day. It's a daily occurrence.
I'll remind Robin of one. When we raise the butterflies, we often have butterflies that are not able to fly away, and they live with us. And so we have an author, Evangeline Doran Fuentes, and she actually wrote Friends Across the Border, and she wrote it years ago for her nieces and nephews. And it was one of the first books that she published. And so she was here one day, and we were talking about the fact that we had this butterfly, and we brought the monarch over, and she got to hold the monarch. And it was such an emotional experience for her. And it just tied it all together that here she was able to hold this butterfly and feel it in her hand and hold it up close, having written this book and been so intimately involved in this story that she wrote. Mm-hmm. We have moments like that with families, with children. We had a seed saving class with children who just were the mother, the children, everybody that was here were just overwhelmed by what they were learning and doing with the seeds, all the stuff that came from the garden. So it's all connected, and it just has expanded into Robin's yard. And now we're expanding into another room in the shop this summer, which will be even more magical. So everybody has to come to Welcome to the Fairy Forest in August for that.
Can you give me a preview of what's going to be happening in the Fairy Forest?
Ellie, do you want to...
It can also be a secret if you want.
Let's see how to tease the magic of Welcome to the Fairy Forest. Well, it's going to be very magical. You will feel transported into a whole new world. And we are slowly creating lists of books that will be put in there from specific genre, shall we say.
Yeah. Along with other magical creatures.
Those are adorable. I'm looking at your gnome thimbles. Uh-oh, I think you're going to make a sale.
those are the flower thimbles.
Oh, goodness, those are cute.
That came out for spring because there'll be seasonal thimbles and all different types of thimbles.
Very special ones are coming out in August. Yes. Very special thimbles will be appearing in the new room in August.
Yes.
All right, I won't do any further spoilers than that, but I will ask what each of you would say to a creative entrepreneur. What lesson or what advice would you really like to share from the experience so far of Pipe and Thimble? Barb?
Remember why you started. When you start to go beyond what your original plan was and you start to feel overwhelmed and you start to feel like it's too much and you're losing control, remember, because you're an entrepreneur, that you can pull back and you should regroup. And I think every 3 months, you should go back and look at your calendar and look at your plans and ask yourself questions. And my best advice would be, and this has taken us a year to learn, or it took us 9 months to learn, every single idea is worth exploring. Brainstorm and have ideas, but then come back to, how does it move my business forward? And how does it move me as a creative person forward? And you have to learn to say no to those things that don't. We almost killed ourselves. The first 6 months the store was open, we had an event every weekend, sometimes more than one, sometimes open on Sundays. We were insane, but we felt we had to bring people in and we had to appeal and we had to, you know, and we were killing ourselves. And so then we sat down one night and had this discussion, what are we doing? And we started to weigh every idea. And the second piece of advice is, don't say yes to anything in front of anyone as soon as you hear the idea. Everybody's going to tell you what you should do. That's something we learned. And you need to go, oh, you know, that's interesting. We'll think about it. And then you leave that excited moment and go back and don't start, you know, creating things for that until you've pulled back and had a lucid moment to ask yourself those questions. But I think the absolute most important thing to do, besides remembering why you started when it gets hard, is to ask, how does it move the business forward and how does it move me forward?
And I think that's a great point, too, that it will get hard. No matter what you do, you're going to have days, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. You have days where no one comes in the store, and then you have to make things happen, or whatever your business is, whether it's a storefront or not. It's like when we used to do events, when we would do craft fairs, our idea was, we've paid the money, we've allotted the time, we're going to have fun. So we might be in the booth, and nobody might come in the booth all day, but we had a blast. And so you have to have that mindset every single day.
Robin, I'm going to pass it to you, too, and ask you about any lessons or any advice from year one of Pipe and Thimble that you'd share with other creative entrepreneurs and authors.
I guess the only thing I would say is to not ever limit yourself. I never thought I would write a book. I never thought I would write more than one book. And now I have 3 books. So don't limit yourself. Don't ever say, oh, I'm never going to do that. Because you never know. One day you're going to wake up and it's going to just happen.
Don't forget to give me your websites where people can see the books.
Oh, God, that's Ellie.
I believe it is www.robinnieto.weebly.com. That's robinnieto.weebly.com.
You are good.
Thank you.
She's very good.
That's why Robin Nieto on Facebook.
Right, and it's Robin Nieto on Facebook, and it's a little picture of her and her son with the first Duke and Daisy book.
Because Duke and Daisy was not only written by Robin, it was co-written by her son, Logan Nieto.
So mm-hmm. mother and son, another finest work moment.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And illustrated by Ellie. There will be another one, but I'm waiting for him to, you know, get set into college first, and then we'll go for it. So
life kind of gets in the way sometimes.
You know, it does. It does. But that's okay.
But that's entirely okay. Ellie, how about it? First year's lessons and anything, any advice for creative entrepreneurs from Pipe and Thimble?
Especially for young entrepreneurs, you're going to get a lot of people coming in, giving you advice. A lot of it is unsolicited, and a lot of it is unwanted and unnecessary. And so you kind of learn how to take it with a grain of salt. You know, it's kind of like going dress shopping. You see what fits, and you leave what doesn't. And that's pretty much the best advice I can give them at the moment is take any advice with a grain of salt. You know what you're doing. Never doubt yourself. Nobody knows your business as well as you do. It's the same thing I tell our authors. Nobody knows your book as well as you do.
I love that image of dress shopping. All right, as we wrap up, it is shameless plug time. Each of you, plug whatever you really would love people to know about. Barb, what should they know about what's going on at the store? Anything you're writing or anything else?
Actually, my writing has taken a backseat to the garden, and I've decided that that's okay because all of my creative energy right now is focused in getting the garden back in shape, and I'm also focusing on my handmade items. So I have my line of thimbles and other needle felted items, and there will be some more really interesting things coming along with those. And I'm also making things for the shop in terms of the sachets I used to make, and I'm going to be back to making the ouch pouches by request, so I will be having them for the shop. But I am working on a book about accessible gardening, and not just in the disabled sense, accessible in a lot of different ways. And so I'm working on that. There may be a thimble book coming as well, and there's always something in the works. So it's a never-ending process of wherever the creative energy goes.
Let's actually draw a word picture of that garden right now. What are we going to see when we walk through it?
Magic. We have actually revamped this year. We've taken out anything that's a hybrid, anything. We're working on nectar plants for all of the bees and the butterflies, seeds and seed heads for the birds, lots of bird feeders, the bird bath. We have so much wildlife. We have a resident giant grasshopper. We have a lot of honeybees. We have all kinds of birds. We have a squirrel. I'll let Ellie tell you that story. And it's just more and more every day. So we're definitely focusing on our favorite plants, but also a lot of native, a lot of nectar, things to support wildlife and the habitat so that we can teach people about gardening in small spaces, about upcycling containers, and that it's not about how big your garden is. So, and then at night, it becomes an absolute magical fairy garden with twinkle lights and solar lights. And this time of year, right at dusk, we have hummingbird moths that are just amazing. It's like fairies in the garden. And we also have brought out our fairy box. So whenever you come to the garden, we have a fairy box. You can add something and take something from the fairy box with each visit.
What do you mean by add something and take something?
The fairies love things. They love stones and shells and bottle caps and hair clips and all kinds of things, little tiny things. So you're welcome to take something from the box, but you have to leave something for the fairies.
Oh, I love that game. Anybody listening, be thinking about what the fairies might like.
Come with a pocket full of things.
Robin, how about a shameless plug from you about anything that you're writing or creating right now?
Right now, I am creating soul bracelets. It came just as a quick words that mean something to me, that mean something to my soul, words that are not going to be not your average word, a word that somebody might have to take the time to look up and then look up the definition and completely identify with it. And that's what I want from it. That's what I want them to wear. That's what I want them to feel.
I love that concept. What's one of the words you're working with?
Simplicity right now is the one I have been working on. That is a word that has been with me for a long time. I didn't know if I felt I should put it on a bracelet or not, but I think it needs to be because I think I'm not the only one that feels that.
I want to get a picture of those before I leave. Ellie, how about a shameless plug from you about anything, writing, anything you're crafting, any place you may be going in October?
Why don't I start with the October one? We'll be in Fairy Fest in Solvang in October. I believe it's October 13th. And it's an entire festival all dedicated to things fairy. So my handmade business, Acorn Tops, will be there with scented bookmarks, which is one of my new products, as well as my fairy doors, my fairy houses, and my other fairy treasures that I make. On top of that, in the store, we're always getting new books in the store. Oh, yeah, there's paintings. I'm doing paintings of my mermaid ballerinas and... I already talked about A Dragon's Treasure. For the publishing company, we have two new books coming out, in particular Finding Aaron by Evangeline Duran Fuentes and Stephen Lewis's debut novel, The Deathless, which is just phenomenal, let me just say that. And we have very exciting things going on.
Excellent. And I'm not going to let you get away without telling me that squirrel story your mom mentioned.
Oh, yes. We have a lovely squirrel friend in the garden, and he... decided to bury an acorn in one of my fairy gardens, and the top of the acorn is the only thing you can see picking out of the ground. It's adorable.
Which is, yeah. Acorn Tops is her business, so it was just amazing.
There are no coincidences.
No, not at all. Not in this store.
That's absolutely magical. Thank you all for your time today. I hope I've covered everything you've wanted to. And when is your anniversary celebration?
Our anniversary celebration is May 5th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're hoping to have some local authors and some of our local artisans here as well.
You and I have been listening to Pipe and Thimble proprietors Barb and Ellie Lieberman and to honorary Pipe and Thimble partner Robin Nieto. And you're invited to Pipe and Thimble's one-year anniversary celebration. That's happening this Saturday morning, May 5th at 11 at 24830 Narbonne Avenue near 250th Street in the city of Lomita. This is going to be a great time. You'll find more information on pipeandthimble.com. That's pipeandthimble.com, or go on Facebook and look for either Pipe and Thimble Bookstore or Pipe and Thimble Bookstore's one-year anniversary celebration. Meanwhile, a very happy anniversary to Barb, Ellie, and Robin, and may Pipe and Thimble provide magic and inspiration for many years to come.